But he declares the end from the beginning. He's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. So we need to have that foundational teaching. Why? Because that alone teaches us that God does not change just because we're in the New Testament. Right. You say, well, you know, the stoning. You know, I heard this one dispensationalist, this fool, Gene Kim, okay, with his emo haircut. Someone needs to give him like $5 more to finish that haircut. And he's over here saying, you know, oh, you got to understand something. When you study the Bible, you know, you got to make sure you know who they're talking to, what they're talking about, what timetable, you know, because the stoning. What about the stoning? We don't do that today. Well, of course we don't do that today. We're not under a theocracy, buddy. Yeah. Back in the Old Testament, Israel was under a theocracy. And then they had a system of the judges, they had the kings, and guess what? Those kings and those leaders didn't implement that, but does that mean you're not supposed to do it? No. And in fact, we'll look at it in just a bit. In Romans 13, the Bible says that the government is there to execute justice and judgment for those who do evil.
Amen.
Okay? So God commands it, but just because we don't do it doesn't mean God doesn't command it.
Right.
There's a lot of things we don't do that God commands we should do and we don't do. Okay?